note, on a lighter note. Thank you. I love you. I love you. That's what you call the spirit,
right?
I don't want to leave you with nothing heavy. I want to leave you on an up note, you know. Woo. It's just, somebody said in church one day, it's just like fire shut up in my bones and the spirit be all over me and I will give it away. You know, and if you a poet and don't want to give the spirit away, you better go and write in your closet. That's right. Don't poet. Because poet be just like preaching, really. You know, some preachers preach with a whole lot of whatever. Some don't preach with too much whatever. But they supposed to be there to lift you up. And you know, they don't always tell you all these good things. Only difference that we ain't making the same money that the preacher's making. We got to go up on a dime and a promise. You know, so support the arts in St. Louis. Support the poets and the actors, you know, and the musicians. We don't have many more left around here, but you know, the great thing about people is that there may be a vacant space, but all of a sudden you'll start seeing it getting filled again. I ain't gonna worry about leaving St. Louis because Robin Mack is here. You know what I mean? And I ain't overstayed my time in St. Louis. You know, it's just that there's always work to do, and wherever you are, you got to do it. So those people that don't know the struggle that the artist has, you know, support us any way you can. It'd be hard because sometimes we don't take care of all the business. You know, it's hard to do it sometimes. But I mean, if you see that in your children or your students or somebody, help and jerk that energy out. You know, touch them on the shoulder, encourage them. You know, we got all of these little children that's being sent to special education, whatever that is. Learning disability. Everybody's majoring in learning disability or behavior disabilities, you know. And all we got to do is do what we got to do. You know, start teaching these children, right? Learn something about their background. Don't let no more of our children be on the unstable list. You know, everybody we know, if you don't know how to pass this test, you're going on the unstable list for the rest of your life. And then you be unstable. And then you do like Robin say. You know, that's right. You know, I can't leave here without reading Love in America Style. Can't do it. And I didn't want to leave you with nothing heavy. I'm going to back it up. America is into loving. Into loving, loving. Loving bodies, your bodies, my body, friends' body, anybody's body. Loving minds, lost minds, escaped minds, a schizophrenic for having his own mind and everybody else's. America is into loving plants. This was written for the 1970s. This is my love poem for the 70s. I don't know what I'm going to write for the 80s. That's right. That's right, Arthur. That's my good friend over there. He gonna take us to the 80s. America's into loving, loving plants. Planting, transplanting, plant trading, plant dating, plant parties, plant therapy, plant eaters, plant creepers, and love a plant bumper stickers. America's into loving what was and ain't now, like Mother Goose, Kung Fu, Mickey Mouse, Mr. Magoo, Elvis Presley, stars, and Three Stooges, and old ladies who live in shoes and not houses. Just loving days, Groundhog Day. Columbus Day. They went through a period they was loving worms and seals and frogs and fish and cats and gorillas and dogs and chimpanzees and blue jeans. $50 blue jeans. stained glass, antiques and incense and sit-ins and stand-ins and run-ins and lay-ins and gurus and Hare Krishnas and Buddhas and meditation and accreditation and chanting and panting, Reverend Moon, Reverend Ike, the wilderness hikes, Muhammad Ali and Jesus Christ. America's into loving baseball, ping pong, jogging, grogging. Used to love Farrah Fawcett, hot or cold. Collector cans, CBs, marathons, telethons, gadgets that go magic, fast food, fast shoes, vitamin E, B, C, D, and F. No dips, no dice, honey, because I don't eat no more pork and rice. See a whole lot of people going, they got a lot of Chinese places come up here. They used to call them the nigger Chinese, you know. The nigger Chinese joints, I see them all of them down Euclid now. You know, everybody eat Chinese food. No dips, no dice, no more pork and rice. Ginseng juice, a joint, whiter teeth, bluer eyes, and just for night thighs, just loving, loving. Loving sex, pre-sex, post-sex, no sex, instant sex, Tonto and me sex, you and me and we, homo, duo, self, sex yourself classes, and Anita Bryan. Into loving coke, dope, the Pope, pills, thrills, blondes that have more fun, redheads, brunettes, and don't laugh, sisters, afros, greasos, napos. Just loving, loving to death, loving freedom, the free look, free form, free spirit I am, free burdens, free lunches, free coupons, free bus rides all the way across town for free learning that ain't free. America's into loving, loving to death, but America don't love nobody. I'm gonna close with a kind of very special piece. You see, sometimes you keep writing all of that, you know, writing about those things. I guess I'm gonna read you that poem I wanted to close with. If I don't, it's so much easier to say you weren't supposed to hear it. You know, we good for that. I wasn't supposed to do that. I didn't do it. Anything you didn't do, you weren't supposed to do. Even if you accidentally on purpose didn't do it. Yeah, oh, I got it. You see, I want to write a happy poem. Yes. This is a very light poem. I want to write a happy poem, a bright poem, a smiling poem, a laughing poem, a free poem, free of hate, free of pain, free of suffering. Yeah, a free poem, one fresh, one newborn, not dry with sighs, nor wet with cries, nor cold with mold or dingy dark, but I want to write a happy poem. About mamas who love daddies and daughters and sons and music. About daddies who ain't tired and sad and mad and scared. About children that smile like the Button Earl Jr. wears on his shirt pocket. Yep, I want to write a happy poem. I want to write a happy poem. I sure do. About teachers who touch and teach and let children see and seek. About old ladies who tell tales and not lies. About old men who chase rainbows and not little girls or boys. But I want to write a happy poem about colors, not skin. About people, not just my kin. About smiles dancing with laughter and sunshine pouring lemonade on daisies and trees rocking grasshoppers to sleep and cookies eating ice cream and oops, I guess I'll have to wait until tomorrow. So to close out the reading... To close out the reading, I would like to thank all of the artists who have performed tonight. Especially thank you for coming, you know, because we are because you are. You are because we are. And I dedicate this to you upon leaving because I would like for you to think of yourself as a passageway. as a passageway. And we rise, a real song praise to a real poem, written between times painted gone and times yet to be danced. A passageway, we rise, to raise through our climbing, with pride, with dignity, most of all with purpose, moving each toward our own rainbow, to discover our mission in the newness, in the nowness. Together, let us rise. Always. Thank you. Why don't you give a big hand to all of the good things you've heard tonight. I want to thank Armin Crawford. I've been knowing him, you know, feel like most of my life. I love him, you know. He's a wonderful percussionist. He also works with the group called Free in Concert. We have a dancer, poets, and musicians. Thank you for coming out. Thanks to Duff.